For those familiar with Saturday morning curling, for decades, this league was a male-only, industrial league. On December 1, 1962, the brand new Four Seasons Health Center located on top of Thibaut Hill was officially opened, and the 1962-63 industrial league season kicked off. The Four Seasons boasted an 8-sheet curling facility as well as both 5 and 10-pin bowling. As 2025 is the North Bay Granite Club's 75th anniversary, the following background is shared. Back in the early 1960s, the Industrial League started with 24 teams with names like ONR, Longyear, DuPont, Nipissing Electrical, The Nugget, Blanchfields, North Bay Concrete, Department of Highways Ontario, DHO, Widdefield Fire Department, and H.E. Brown to list a few. By 1964-65, the Industrial Curling League, playing out of the Four Seasons, had 52 rinks competing, using all 8 sheets on the Saturday morning 08:30, 10:30, and 12:30 draws. That season, Nipissing Electric's Earl Wilson, skipping Greg Wilson, Keith Wilson, and Charlie Stratton won league play in the McCubbin Trophy. Of interest, the following season on April 4, 1966, The Nugget featured a picture of the DHO rink winners of the Industrial Curling League annual Bonspiel skipped by Bob LaRonde, Wayne Barker, Brian McKinnon and Granite Club's own young Dave Sarasano holding the original Industrial League trophy. This season the Industrial League was rebranded the Open Recreational Curling League, co-sponsored by Cal Tire North Bay and KRB. This past Saturday morning the Open Recreational Curling League played its final set of games. For those unfamiliar with this curling league, it is an open league, meaning it is open to anyone. Also, the recreation aspect keeps the focus on fun and social. This year, the league games enjoyed tremendous ice from master icemaker Bruno Bin and his team. The 8 end games were scored, and stats were updated each week. If tied after 8 ends, each team earned a single point. Following every game, both teams threw one draw to the button. DTTB, each, with the better draw earning that team another point. For an added level of fun, each week the DTTB was rotated through team positions, leads one week, seconds the next week, etc. The DTTB was also scored for accuracy with points awarded, covering the pin worth the most at 5 points, earning fewer points as further outward from the pin. These draw points were added up over the 15-game season. How did all of this play out? The draw to the button winning team was Team Filbert, Jeff Filbert, Olivia Forsyth, Stephanie Robitaille and Kevin McAllister. The league play was won by Cal Tire Mechanics, Marsh McCulley, Natasha Gribben, Mark Schrittin and Butch Blair. The playoffs were won by Cal Tire Nokians, Gilbert Way, Art Thornton, Grayson Gribben and Steve Bonducci, whose names will be put on the current Industrial League trophy. The league is looking for new teams to expand the Saturday morning competition next season. Teams or individuals interested may contact the North Bay Granite Club at 705-472-6740. Also, curling registration occurs in September with curling commencing in October.